special schus. Avi Maran Imi Maras Yishayichyu, and the schus Nechagitu. Bas Maras Rachel Esther, Vachoyotzecha Tseha, the schus Sarah Bas Chana, Vachoyotzecha Tseha, Avram Yosef Ben Chana, the Rafu Shleima, Sarle Bas Rivka, the Rafu Shleima, and Lilu Nishmas. Rav Eliyahu Moshe ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, and we are going to be learning a shtickle on Hashabbos Aveda ben Yavuda Mimenu, whom we call Adam, the Gedra of Yerush Bailim, the Yerush Yerush Betos, Yerush Birshus, B'siyata Dishmaya, and this is going to be based on the Chedushim of Hagon, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Bala Sride Eish. With respect to the mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda, it says in the pasuk, "V'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, so you should do to his donkey; v'chein ta'aseh l'simlaso, and so you should do to his garment; v'chein ta'aseh l'chol aveda sachicha she'otovad mimenu mitzasa, lo sucha l'salam, and anything he loses, you may not be misalem, hide yourself from a lost object." It's Devarim, chapter 21, verse 3. In Bava Metzia, it says that if you have an Aveda, She'avuda, She'avda, Bezuto shel yam, Uvishliluso shel nohar. So it was washed away by the water, by sea, by a river, even though it has a simen, Afagab de isbe simen, Rachmana Sharye. The Torah was matirit. Rashi, v'afilu bas liad hamotzei lifnei yeyush. Even if it comes into the hands of the finder before the yeyush, nevertheless, din Torah is that the finder may keep it. Makor hadvarim is later on, sugya chaf beis amid beis tashma, dam rabbi yechanan mishum rabbi yishmael ben yehud sadak, minayin la'aveda sheshatfa nahar shehi muteres. How do we know that an Aveda that was washed away by the river, that it's mutter, t'chsiv v'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, v'chein ta'aseh l'simlaso, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedas achicha asher tovad mimenu, u'mitzasa. So you should return the object, return his donkey, return his garment, return any Aveda that's lost from him and you find, and that excludes something that is lost from everybody. It's only if it's lost from him, but if it's lost from everybody, if it was washed away, if it's avuda mimenu ve'ena mitsuya etzel kol adam, so if it's completely washed away, lost, so in such a case there is no chiyuv of hashavas aveda. The Mishnah 27a, it says that the reason the Torah delineated the word simla when talking about the aveda of your brother is lahakishela to machana hekesh lo malacha ma simla miyuchedes sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh la tovin af kol davar sheyesh bo simanim v'yesh la tovin chayavim lahachayv lahachriz. So, a garment is unique in that it has a simon, and it has somebody who's demanding it, who's saying, give it back. So to everything that has a simon, and has tovim, and has somebody demanding it back, you are obligated to be machriz. Rashi, lemu'utei midi diadinen beidem miyayesh. And this is memayit azazach, that you know that the person was misyayish, that you don't have to. But if it's something that has simanim and has tovim, then you have to be machriz. Teisvis, there, dibur amas chumasim l'miyuchedes, asks, b'merubam rinan b'gneve yalfinan yeyush me'aveda. That in Bava Kamma and Perek Meruba, it says that if the Nignav was misyayish from his object, and now the Ganav wants to return the gneiba, he is not mechuyev to return the object itself. Rather, he can return its value in money, or in shvei kesef, what equals money, something of value. And that's because the object was acquired to him with yeyush. And the Gemara has a suffix, yeyush is kena midoraisa, begneva midoraisa, since we learn it from Aveda. Or maybe begneva, the yeyush, is only derabona. By Aveda, yeyush is kona, you can kona be something if there's yeyush, if there's despair from the owner for finding it. You can be kona at midoraisa, and maybe so too gneva. Or maybe no. Maybe Bigneva Yeish is only a kinyan de Rabbanan. Zas safek shel Agmara. The mashmos is that Yeish is kona ba'aveda midoy raisa, because it's want to learn Gneva from Aveda. That's what Tosfos says. Armina b'Gneva yalfin in Yeish me'aveda. That by Aveda, Yeush is Kona Daraisim, we want to learn Gneva from Aveda. So on that, Tosa says, Vim Toimar, Ve Aveda Gufa Minolon, Minayin Lanu Shebemet Yeush Koneba Aveda. That's like a $1 million question Tosfos asks. Everyone in their Aunt Matilda know that Yeush is Kona. Everyone knows that. How do we know? I like questions like that, you know, just something that everybody just assumes to be true. Seder, mech teisi. The lashon of teisis, v'aveda gufa min alon. How do we know by aveda the yeush is kona? V'yeish leimar de mehocha nafkalon. De masim la miyuched, sheish basim en vein abayla misyashim, ela tov mishachzir ala misimonim. So Tosis Teretz is that Lomdim Zot, we learn it from the Mishnah. Mas Simla Miyuchedes Sheyesh La Simanim V'yesh La Tovim. So to anything that has Simanim and has Tovim. As long as there's simanim and tovim, you have to give it back. Because in the pasuk it says, "V'chein ta'aseh l'chamor, v'chein ta'aseh l'slasa, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedes avicha, avi achicha." So the word simla is superfluous. It's already included in l'chol avedes achicha, so it's telling you it's something that has simanim, and somebody is going to demand it back. And the bailim aren't misyayesh, because they have a simon. And just on such things, you have to be machuz d'oraisa. It's mashma that even when there's no, if it's mashma that when there's no simon, the bailam are misyayesh, and you don't have to be machuz d'oraisa. So it could be derived from here. And even on the tzad in the Gemara, that a Shabbos Aveda ide simanim is not d'oraisa, and you need Edim, the person giving the Simanim aren't enough. Nevertheless, Efshar l'mod misimla, Shirak davar sheyesh bo simon tzarech la'ashiva. Kevin she'abaylam eina misyashim midavar sheyesh bo simon. She'adei sheyesh bo simon, yimtza baylam Edim. The same idea though, because Hashavas Aveda might not be Simanim amidaraisa, and there's only Edim, but you can learn from Simla that only if there's a simon you have to give it back. because the Bailam aren't Messiahish, because it has a simon, and then they're going to bring Eidim. You can ask people, did you see this object? Sheesh bo simanim keilu v'keilu. And then the Eidim are going to come, and the Eidim are going to say, b'tvi yosayin, yeah, that's his simla. So he's going to use the simanim in order to get people to identify, to get people interested in this object. And then the Eidim can say, yeah, it belongs to him. That's anyway how some people understand Tosis, that they're going to, Eidim are going to say, b'tvi yosayin. But the point is that the simanim are going to be used to get the Eidim involved, and the Eidim are going to be made that it's his. And the Motze isn't going to show a simla to anybody, only somebody who gives simanim. The simanim might not be enough, but at least he'll show it. He'll bring it out and he'll show it, and then when the guy brings Eidim, so then the Eidim can be made on it. But if there's no simanim, he's not going to start with it. So you see, al kolpanim, the simanim are important in order that the person won't be misyayish. He knows the simanim are going to help him get it back. So you see that only when you think you're going to get it back, is there a din of Hashabbos Aveda? But if the guy doesn't think he's going to get it back, there's no Hashabbos Aveda. Why? Because he's misyayish, so much be yeyush. Is you could be kona midoraisa. And Tosfos says skipping a little bit in Tosfos. Umiyu bi Yerushalmi Yalef minayin liyeush min haTorah. Amar b'yeichanan asher tov ad mimenu, mishavud mimenu, mutzei etzo kol adam yatzis. So in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan learns from another place that yeush is kona b'aved midaraisa, from the fact that it says asher tov ad mimenu. And we darshin is a chiyav hashava on the aveda that's avuda me'abaylim. Mutzei etzo kol adam yatzis aveda, shavuda mimenu mikol adam. She'ein b'chiyav hashavas aveda. Because the Bailam are definitely going to be Messiahish. And therefore the Motze is Kona. Ad kan mi divrei Tosfos. So we have the Bavli. Tosfos says from the Bavli you get it from the fact that you need Simanim. From Simla. Simla says there's Simanim, there's Tovim. And then you have the Yerushalmi that Sher Tovad Mimenu. If it's lost from you, you have to return it. But if it's lost from everybody, then there's going to be Yeush Bailim, and maybe you can keep it. So that's pretty awesome. Now the mashmos of Tosfos is that originally we learn Yeush from Simla, and then the Yerushalmi. In the Chora, in Tosfos, there's no machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. As the Marapanim said, as Perush on the Yerushalmi, the beginning of the second parak of Bava Metzia. Lechora, it's hard to understand. According to Tosfos and Bava Metzia and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, Yirmas Lisura, we learn from this pasuk that even if the person doesn't know, and even if when he finds out he's not going to be Messiahish, and even if it has a simon, if it's avuda mikol adam, You could keep it. So that's true. How does the Yerushalmi learn Yeyush min HaTorah from the pasuk that's Matir and Aveda without Yeyush? Tosis wants to say that according to the Yerushalmi, you could be Kone with Yeyush. And that's the Hemshech of Tosis. First Tosis brings one marker that you could be Kone with Yeyush, and then Tosis brings another marker. You could be Kona with Yeyush. And there's not necessarily a machlokas. Both hold you could be Kona with Yeyush. The only problem is the Bavli should be arguing with the Yerushalmi. Why should the Bavli be arguing with the Yerushalmi? Because according to the Bavli, if it's avudu mimeno mikol adam, the finder can keep it. Not mitzad Yeyush, even if he's not going to be Misyayish afterwards. Even if he doesn't know, and when he finds out he's not going to be Misyayish, you can still keep it. So without Tosfos, we can say the Yerushalmi is arguing. And the Yerushalmi holds that avuda mimenu mikol adam yerkoneh because of Yeyush. And the Bavli holds, no, there isn't. No, even your avudim menem called me koni without Yeyush. But that's not what Tosis sounds like. What Tosis sounds like is that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi would agree. The Bavli has no problem with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi gives another source. Bavli gives one source. The Yerushalmi has another source, and the Bavli wouldn't necessarily argue with the source of the Yerushalmi. Why I need two sources? Another question. But the Tosis doesn't make a machlokas here, but it should be. Because the Bavli should not be accepting the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says that the source of Yeyush is avuda mimenu mikol adam, if it's completely lost. But according to the Bavli, if it's completely lost, you're koniv even without Yeyush. So it's a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. So mapitom that there's no machlokas? Azoyat gefragt the Maraponim. Zoze haya koshi shel sefer Mar'e Panim. Ve'anira baze omer hagaon harav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. This should be a groisa ilui neshama for a person who was A, such a huge, massive Lamdin, Talmud Chacham, and Baal Machshava, as we see from his Sefer Lefrakim, and quite significantly, a person who suffered a lot in his life. So now in his Makom in Gan Eden, we hope that we're giving his Neshama Nachas Ruach when we say over a Chiddush of his. Vanirabba ze Shemahute Yushi. שבשביל שנעקרה הווידה מדעתו, היא יוצאת מתחום עדנותו ותוקף בעלותו. The essence of Yeyush is that because an object was uprooted from a person's das, it goes out of his adnus. He is no longer the master over this object. He's no longer the bailim over this object. And this is Xeras HaKosuf, She'ena Motzei Mechuyav Lashiv Aveda Zo, that the Motzei doesn't have to return this Aveda. She'a Torah lo chiva ba'ashavat Aveda, Eli ma'aveda ina edayin Aveda gmura. Hainu imodenu mitzape, She'aveda tachzor lo, Va'idei kach hi omedet edayin b'tchum adnuto v'shlitato. אבל אם השיח דעתו ממנה ועקר את העבידה מליבו, פקעה תוקף בעלותו, והיא מותרת לכל אדם. we have Gzeres HaKosuv, that a motze isn't mechuyev to be meshiv in Aveda, because the Torah was only mechayev in Hashavas Aveda, an Aveda that's not an Aveda Gemura, that a person still waits for it to be returned to him. And therefore, since his das is still connected to this object, it's still betchum ad nuso v'shlitasa. It's still in the realm of his mastery. But if he's meisiach das, and he uproots the aveda from his heart, he loses his bailus. When you have bailus over something, when you're thinking about it, this can be used in musar and avodas Hashem. So here we see Das Torah in the narrowing of a person's individual ownership. Individual ownership is not an eternal kinyan that's unlimited for the Baal HaRechush. The Torah recognized that there's such a thing as personal property, but limited this zchus to specific areas, and that is as long as this property is in his rishus, or if it's not in his rishus, if it's not in his property, if it's not in his domain, then at least he should be thinking about it. But mishayatza hadover me rishuso. But once something goes out of somebody's rishus, and it was musach legamre milibo, and it was removed from his heart, so he no longer has mastery, ownership over this item, and anyone can take it. And the machlokas of Bai Rav of Yehush Shalom Midas, what's Yehush Shalom Midas? Rashi says that in the stomach you're going to have Yehush when you find out about it, even though in the meantime you didn't have Yehush, because you didn't know that you lost it. Their machlokas, the machlokas about the essence of Yehush. According to Abaye, you have to uproot the object before mamish. If you weren't misyayish, bepeo bedibur, it's like you weren't misyayish. The operating over till the fat lady sings, as Yogi Berra said it so creatively. So the yeish don't happen till you sing it. You have to say it. And Abaye holds yeish shalom idas lova yeish. And according to Rava, it's enough the yeish is bekoach. Doesn't have to be befoal. It's enough that it's in potential. And therefore, even if he doesn't know that it fell from him, but since when he finds out that it fell, it'll be misyayesh. Therefore, it's already yeyush now. Shita Mugubesis explains the name of the Ritva, that it's yeyush even if there's no yeyush in the end. Even if befoal is not misyayish, because since it has no simen, it's considered avudu mimenu mikol adam, considered lost from everybody. Ubezuto shel yam, which is avudu mimenu mikol adam, the bailam don't have to be misyayish befem mamish, and even Abaye agrees that if the person, even the person doesn't know that the object fell from him, it's yeyush and it's b'teres l'chol adam. Like Tosis that we mentioned above, Metzia 22b, Dibra Maschili Surah. You don't have to know. Because Avudim Imenu Mikol Adam. And so wrote numerous Rishonim, the sheet over there. So Klolo Shel Dover, that the Torah was only Mechayiv in Hashavas Aveda when it's a little bit lost. But not when it's Legamre lost. Then you have no more Bailus. And based on this, we can understand Yerushalmi very well. Since the Geder of Yeyush is Hasochas Hadas, a person removes the thought of this item from his heart, and then it's considered avud legamre. Hence, there's no chiyuv for the finder to return it. That's the gedder of yeyush. Hasachat ha-davar avud min alev. Da'azu nechshav le'avud legamre. Ve'ein chiyuv le'motza'a b'hashavato. He completely removes it from his heart, and then you don't have to return it to him. And where can you learn this din from? You can learn it from the heter of avud mikol adam, because it doesn't matter if the aveda went out of his own personal mind, that's individual personal yeyush, or if it's avud mikol adam, it's general yeyush that everybody says there's no chance to get this object. Look, it was washed away. Where are we going to find it? Benkach u'benkach, it's an aveda gemura. It's one shame yeyush, where the yeyush is the yeyush prati, or the yeyush is the yeyush klali. Kolomar she'akol mityashim v'enam choshvim oto l'aveda gemura. So we said that according to the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, where do you know yeyush min haTorah? From avud mikol adam. But we said that avud mikol adam, according to the Bavli, is in without yeyush. So how, according to the Bavli, can that be the source of yeyush? And the answer is, because what's the yesod of yeyush? The yesod of yeyush is that it's out of your mind. Out of thought, out of mind. So that's yeyush. So memele, if it's avud mikol adam, even if you didn't have yeyush, it's also, it's out of thought, out of mind for everybody. So the Yerushalmi Tak agrees with the Bavli. Not arguing. Yerushalmi agrees that if it's a avud mikol adam, you don't need personal yeyush, because it's out of everybody's mind. Because what's the gather of yeyush? The gather of yeyush is that a person loses an object, he's not going to find it. And the source for that can be avud mikol adam. Then everybody else is not going to find it. Even if the person doesn't have yeyush before. That's a pretty awesome pshat in the Yerushalmi, to be miyashi with the Bavli. It's nice to make them friends. And with this, we'd like to explain a Rambam that I think we've discussed at length in the past. And I always like to see things in a different light, in a new light. And Amir Tzashem, if we're zeche, anachnu namshich bepam haba'a, anachnu nereh et Rambam, ונראה את החידוש, ונראה נפלאות גדולות מתורת השם. So I ask you to please stay tuned, and we will see more amazing Torah. There's a lot on this sugya, a welt, and we should be zocha to learn it's Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so, so much for listening. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beroiv Rachamov V'chasodov allow us to continue together B'simcha V'tuv Levov. May Rov Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.